You are with us for a caller-only hour here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're recalling some of our recent conversations and gathering your ideas for future segments. Let's hear firsthand from you about what shows you want us to put together in the coming weeks and months. What's on your mind? What do you want to learn more about? What are your burning questions? What should we be, you know, getting? What should we be putting more attention on at this stage of the pandemic? How about politics, elections? Join in now on this caller only, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email your show ideas to ideas@WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. So our first aha moment in recent times was with Geraldo Cadava. And so at the start of a big election year, we talked with Cadava about the growing political power of Hispanic voters who have become increasingly diverse. Cadava, being a history professor at Northwestern University, wrote the book called The Hispanic Republican.
A lot has been presumed about Latinos that they are either naturally liberal or naturally conservative. And I don't think they're naturally anything. I think anytime you think that anyone, is a natural part of your block, you're taking them for granted and not really taking seriously listening to them, what their views are. And so now I think we're just in a situation where, yeah, people are paying more attention because they're finally realizing that Latinos are really diverse politically and in every other way.
Also to note, the NPR Politics podcast will be discussing Cadava's book, featuring him next month ahead of the midterms. So watch for that. You can be part of that NPR Politics podcast. So switching gears now, on a hot and humid day in May, we talked with Missy Van Landit from the state DNR about the reopening of the Elroy Sparta Trail. Sections of the trail, including its famous tunnels, have been closed since flooding damaged 4 years ago. So here's Missy with a few tips on visiting the tunnels.
The first thing to know is to walk your bikes for sure for safety, and to bring some kind of headlamp or flashlight, and even the flashlight on your phone is fine. And then you walk through the tunnels, and you know, some of them are as short as maybe a quarter mile, some as long as a mile. And it's just kind of taking it all in. You get to really see the interior makeup of the tunnels. They do drip water. So like even today, with it being so hot and humid around the state, today would be a great day to feel the cool and dampness of the tunnels. But it's just, it's a really fun experience to just take advantage of and take your time going through. It's dark, it's cold, and it's wet. But during the summer, it's very welcomed.
Elroy Sparta State Trail was the first rail to trail in the country, opened back in the 60s. Join in on your summer outings, your summer excursions. We should talk about here on The Morning Show. Anyone doing RAGBRAI next month, by the way? I'm not, but it's on my bucket list. Join in on this caller only hour, 800-642-1234. Your ideas front and center, 800-642-1234. There's a line for you. So this is near and dear to my heart. We're scheduling a series of conversations this year with the leaders of major Wisconsin employers. And we recently talked with Richard Poirier, the CEO of Church Mutual Insurance, which is based in Merrill, north of Wausau. And we asked Richard how Wisconsin's business climate could be improved.
Well, I think it starts with making sure we have laws that encourage businesses, startups, business incubators. There's some in that are propping up in Milwaukee and Madison. We need to take that to the rural parts of the state. I live in Lac des Flambeaux. Would love to see a business incubator show up in the Native American communities, because I really feel like we've got a lot of potential there. So getting some money into the less obvious places in the state, I think that those tides will rise all boats. So really like to see it move into the northern part of the state, because it's mostly clustered in the southern part.
So notable moment there from Church Mutual Insurance CEO Richard Poirier. And we're knocking on doors of Wisconsin C-suites all over the state, getting some more of these types of conversations lined up. What CEOs of Wisconsin-born companies do you want to hear from? Join in with your ideas. CEOs we should talk with, 800-642-1234. This hour dedicated to you and what you want to bring to the morning show. It's a caller only. There's a line for you. Maybe you have questions that you want to explore, stories or experiences you wish to share with fellow Wisconsinites. Let's just take stock. What should the morning show cover next on the program? What topics and issues matter the most to you? Do you appreciate more advice type segments or researchers or experts? What information is most useful to your life? Share your show ideas now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. After Joey in Bayfield called into our show one day and recommended new music from them Cooley Boys, we wanted to hear more. So we talked with Soren Staff, who is a singer, guitarist, and songwriter for the Eau Claire-based band, Americana Band. And we talked about the band's new album, Namesake, and being a musician during the pandemic.
I think every musician has learned throughout their whole career, not even during the pandemic, that you got to be flexible. And, you know, it got a little more intense with that in the last couple of years. But, you know, it's, you jump through hoops, you're always jumping through hoops to make sure that you can go through with the performance the way you want it to. And during COVID, those hoops just got a little more official and a little bit larger. But, you know, we've been able to find a way to be able to get out there and see our people. And that's how we make our living. So we've been able to do it. And it's been tough. It's been weird. But that's kind of just par for the course.
Par for the course. And I have just spotted them Cooley Boys on the lineup of the Blue Ox Music Festival in Eau Claire. Starts the 23rd of this month, 3 days, three stages of bluegrass and Americana. Them Cooley Boys perform that first day, that Thursday. And the Punch Brothers, they play Saturday. You know, Chris Thiele, former Live From Here fame. They're on the lineup as well. Join in your show ideas, 800-642-1234. Emma called from the town of Dunn. Emma couldn't stay with us. Wants to talk more about defensive driving, wants to discuss how people are driving differently than in the past. And people can call in with what happened to them, how to stay safe on the roads. So a defensive driving conversation is what Emma would like to have to hear more from on the morning show. Jada Davis made history this year as the first Black woman to win the Miss Milwaukee pageant. We talked afterwards about that breakthrough and misconceptions about beauty pageants.
I think one of the biggest misconceptions about pageantry is that this is all about a beauty competition. And honestly, it's more than that. The Miss America organization is the largest scholarship provider for young women in the United States. And I think that it's important that these pageants and these competitions are recognized for what they're doing in supporting young women in their legal education. And not only are they supporting with scholarships, but this is an opportunity for young women to grow with like practical skills. So as far as competition goes, there's an interview segment, and just preparing for that alone will help young women with whatever interviews, you know, that they may have to do in the future.
Watching Jada Davis and where she goes from here. We've opened up the lines this hour to find out where you want to take the morning show next. Let's talk about the programming you want to hear this month and beyond. 800-642-1234. And kids, students, what do you want to hear about in the summer months ahead? Who are your favorite authors, favorite YouTubers? What questions do you want us to explore? Parents, what kind of programming would be most beneficial for you now? Be part of this caller-only hour, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. We'll be right back. We are listening back to recent highlights from the morning show, most of all inviting your ideas for future segments. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss all sorts of news here. Case in point, in recent days, we talked about exploring sunken slave ships, home repairs, school safety, UFOs, and graffiti art. What topics are your highest priority for mornings? Do you listen for discussions on politics, on health, education, advice, something else? Join in on this caller only, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email your show ideas and topics you want to know more about to ideas@WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. We heard from Bill in Reedsburg, called in, couldn't stay on the line, has two types of show ideas. Bill wants to hear more about how we can further develop relationships with their fathers and children, so more of a relationship conversation. Also wants to have a frank conversation about what it feels like to be from the male perspective about breast cancer and their partners having this type of cancer, what those family members go through. So again, another great idea there, Bill. Thank you so much for that. Madeline from Oneida called, couldn't stay with us. Madeline suggests talking about the history of gas shortages, what caused them, and how the American people have responded in those times of gas shortages as we watch the price of gas going up and up. Madeline, thank you for that show suggestion. We will take it down. Bill, thank you for yours. Let's go to Lisa in Milwaukee with an idea. Lisa, hi, what's on your mind? Oh, hi, Lisa. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Hi. It sounds like there are a few things going on there. What
I'm
would you
sorry.
Like to bring
I'm
up?
I'm dropping off dog for daycare. I'm sorry. You're going to hear a lot of. Oh, I'm sorry. Here, you take this. Okay, go ahead. I was just telling your person answered phone that maybe we should start more trade schools. Like when I was younger, we had home economics that taught us a lot of different things.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking we could get that back into schools where the young are and help, you know, with different things now. Like, I forgot. I'm so old. That we had microwave class. That's what we had.
Oh,
learn
wow.
how to use a microwave.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of stuff. But money matter classes, sewing, you know what I mean? I know no one needs that now. People pay for stuff, but it's good to know.
Yes. So a lot of skills that perhaps have gone by the wayside that we really need our young people to learn about because they are really still applicable in life. Lisa, thank you so much. Maybe we should also do a conversation about doggy daycares and what to look for.
Oh, gosh. In the doggy daycare, that'd be perfect.
I think that would be a great show. That's a very practical, and there's a lot that goes into that. So, that you know, just even where you are, it gave a great show idea. So, Lisa, thanks so much for listening.
You're welcome.
Take care. Let's go to Mike now in Vilas County. Mike, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great show. I just called in because I was just talking about this the other day with somebody. You know, I'd like to see shows on the prevalency of, like, sociopathy and narcissism in the populations in North America or the world, because I know Martha Stout wrote another book that was published last year, and she had written that sociopath next door. Mm. Probably like 20 years ago, but I mean, it's you can go to any website from a major university. It's got a psychology department, and they talk about the prevalence of sociopathy and things like that. And if people understand those behaviors, they can recognize the people are dealing with that are doing a lot of nasty things or inspiring, you know, bad things in our country. And I think it would just help people understand that, you know, people aren't always coming from a you know, they got more alternative motivations, and a lot of it they just do it because they lack a conscience or, you know, any kind of empathy for other human beings.
Going inside the mind to learn more and what happens there. Mike, thank you for that show idea. Appreciate it. We heard from Dave, wrote to say that WPR does a lot of shows about the plight of Ukrainians, South Africans, but never about daily life in Israel, occupied by Palestine. Israel is daily allowing disruptions in mosques and even sending in troops to harass Palestinians during Ramadan with zero mainstream media coverage. The conflict of Israel and Palestine. Dave, thank you for bringing that to the table. You can join in with your show ideas as we revisit bits and pieces of conversations that have aired on our program in recent months. But we really want to know, what should the morning show cover next? It is a caller-only hour, gathering up all your show ideas, the topics you think could use more time for discussion. What topics or issues are important to you? What show grabbed your attention? What issues do you want to discuss with your neighbors and your community? 800-642-1234. You can email your ideas to ideas@WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Grant from La Crosse called with a comment, and Grant wants to bring back the financial shows that used to air on Tuesdays for an hour. So more personal finance shows, bring that back on a regular basis. Grant, thank you so much for that suggestion. As we hear all of your suggestions, we talked with UW-Madison women's volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield, came in on our program after the team had won its first national championship in school history. And we asked, what makes a good locker room coach speech?
Going into the match, it's you're communicating in a way that hopefully gives them confidence and trying to keep things simple, trying to stay on message, on brand. You're trying to stay in character. I think in coming out of a match, I don't think you want to get too high or too low too often. You can't have your team in an emotional roller coaster throughout the season. You just play too much. And so usually afterwards it's pretty short, and it's, hey, let's get back and let's watch the film, because so many times our eyes lie to us in the heat of the moment. And so let's go back and let's get a plan. And but maintaining the critical thing is that no matter whether you win or lose, the important thing is you got to get better. And so that growth mindset is something that is very, very serious if you're trying to build your team and you believe in having a process and staying with that process. And so you've got to continue to find ways to be better, no matter what your record is, or no matter what the match that is already behind you, what happened with that.
Growth mindset there. And just like champions, the Badgers finished their spring season tour with a sweep 4-0. We'll be watching women's volleyball and seeing what comes next. Join in with your show ideas at 800-642-1234. Jim is joining us from River Falls. Jim, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Good morning. I thought it'd be interesting to have a program, say, with John Nichols to discuss the Republican agenda, Rick Scott's agenda to make all Americans pay taxes, no matter what income, and to look at revising Medicare or Medicaid service, Social Security, every 5 years, and potentially eliminating those programs for Americans.
Taxation in America and what happens to the Medicare program. Jim, thank you for bringing that up. Thank you for those suggestions of guests. Linda called from Appleton, wants to talk about the unionization of healthcare workers, unions being formed in healthcare. Lisa understands that they're run by corporations, affecting quality of care, and corporations really pushing productivity. So, Linda, thank you for that suggestion as we work to find out what we should be covering next. And so many great ideas coming in the door. Jane called from Madison with a comment, couldn't stick around. Jane wants to talk about plastic surgery as she's seen stories about people's disfiguration, wants to learn more about the role of plastic surgery in healthcare. So there, right there, a couple of healthcare related topics of conversation. And you can join in with what is on your mind, what shows that you would like to see the morning show pursue in this caller only hour. We gather your ideas for future segments in the summer months and beyond. We take stock of them. And really, you know, we're also listening back to some pivotal moments, conversation highlights this year. What do you think should be getting more attention in these times? 800-642-1234. Mike is here from New London. Mike, hi. What is your idea?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is seconding a motion that someone made just a couple minutes ago about the financial show. It used to be Kevin McKinley every Tuesday on financial. And part of the mystique or the aura of that show was, you know, he had a good sense of humor. It was a continuing series and great financial advice. So kind of a combination of those things. I really enjoyed that.
You could rely on it every Tuesday, and you really liked how he approached finance. You can join in with your ideas. Thank you, Mike, for that. 800-642-1234. News is next. This hour, it is dedicated to you and what you want to bring to the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. What are your ideas for future programs and segments? What's on your mind? Which shows have you enjoyed most, the least? Which guests should we definitely have back and why? Join in with your show topics, ideas, guest ideas, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's go to Mike in Toma. Mike, hi. What is your show idea?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on. First, I want to thank you for being in my truck with me every morning when I drive.
Oh.
I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
And also, my wife and I, we found a small place that the business, they make handmade yard spinners and stuff. So we sought them out and drove in about an hour and stuff to his shop and bought some products. And I thought it would be neat to have a show that showcased local manufacturers or small businesses that make those kind of specialty items that, you know, if you want a road trip, you can seek those out and maybe have a history of how they got started in making the products that they make and stuff. But just something for small businesses in Wisconsin and specialty items that they make.
Very cool. Did you say yard spinners or yarn spinners?
Yard, like those wind-driven spinning things that they're all over the place on every street corner and stuff that sells them, but a lot of them are imported from China and stuff like that. And this guy makes them himself out of stamped copper and stuff, and they're really cool. So those kinds of things, and also dovetailing from that, just like road trip ideas for small towns and what they may have going on in a certain town, say, that you could plan a day road trip, because we love to do that in Wisconsin as well, as we want to go to this town and they're having a flea market, or that town is having some other kind of event going on, and you don't always know where to find that information.
There are just so many things, too, that are happening around Wisconsin that, and it's like, unless you really dig in, you might never learn about. And Mike, when you talk about road trips, I do want to direct you. On Thursday morning, we're having this book hour about destinations around the Midwest. And I think that it is right up your alley. But thank you so much for calling in. And we're just humbled to be your companion in your truck in the morning. Appreciate it.
Well, it's good having you on. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Ron now in Manitowoc County. Ron, hi. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you. Program perhaps would be interesting on the cost of Wisconsin public radio compared to other states, total cost per estimated listener, et cetera. and also a program concerning the extremely low beer tax, alcohol tax in the state of Wisconsin, and horrendous costs of alcohol to the taxpayer of the state. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. So two separate ideas there from Ron. The cost and role of public radio as compared to other states, public media, and more of the inner workings and finances of public media. And the other idea being the tax on alcohol here in Wisconsin compared to other states. You can join in with your show ideas, 800-642-1234, as we take them all down and look at shaping future shows in the weeks and months ahead with you here in the driver's seat. Let's go to Richard now in Oakland. Richard, hi.
Good morning. Regarding the interest in financial topics, I think it would benefit your listeners to draw a line from the Great Recession to the high inflation of today. Part of the problem, of course, is inflation, and the other part of the problem is the anxiety over how we got here. We may recall that the Great Recession did such damage that was not going to be solved for about 15 years, according to economists at that time. And since then, we've had very low inflation, and we're partly playing catch-up, and we're partly reacting to the supply and demand problems associated with COVID and supply chains and that kind of thing. I think we could all benefit from taking a broad view of that, and it might put our minds at ease a little bit, even though it doesn't solve the problem at the gas pumps.
I hear multiple conversations in there as well, digging deeply into that history and the economics as well. But I'm wondering, is there any guest idea you have in mind, someone who would be really great on this topic?
Oh, I wish I could come up with a name right now.
I was just curious if there are any books you've read recently or authors on this who have really, or maybe op-ed pieces, kind of scrounging around there.
No, nothing has.
Okay.
Like that has prompted me. I've just been paying attention watching for signs of growing out of this, and that's what we are doing right now. We're growing out of it, and we got a kind of a traffic jam of different inflationary pressures.
Well, Richard, appreciate you taking the time to call in, and we will take those ideas down. We also heard from Leslie called from Sturgeon Bay and wants WPR to hold an organized forum with teachers of different levels of schooling and schools to talk about a variety of subjects. This would allow for other teachers to share their experiences as well. So more of a panel discussion with teachers at all levels. And Leslie, really appreciate this idea. There is so much to dig into as to what is happening in the classroom learning and what challenges teachers are facing today at all levels of schooling. Really appreciate your suggestion there. You can join in with your show ideas. You know, as we collect future show ideas from this hour, we're rewinding on some of this year's memorable conversations. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Some questions to prompt you, you know, what are these show ideas that have been on your mind? What topics or issues that are important to you? Maybe it is something you've seen evolve in the pandemic or a particular book that grabbed your attention and an author we should talk about or talk with on the show. 800-642-1234. Let's go to Kate now in Eau Claire. Kate, what would you like to bring up? And good name, by the way.
Good morning, Kate. I think with all that's going on, we could use a little bit of pure joy. So I will suggest that Larry Mueller calls up Santa Claus in July and has the kids talk with Santa for an hour.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, that Santa Claus show is such a beautiful tradition. It's just it really cuts right to your heart. It's just so wonderful. But, you know, Santa in July, who knows? Santa should probably be in the thick of all of that toy making.
Well, I know, but I think the kids could still have a fun hour. And like I said, we could all use some pure joy right around now. So thank you, Kate, for all you do.
I appreciate hearing from you as well. Thanks so much. You know, I want to talk a little bit about a segment we did since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. We received updates from experts and heard so many different perspectives. Last month, we talked with UC Berkeley political scientist Scott Strauss about whether Russia's actions had amounted to genocide. And here is his view at that time.
You know, genocide is defined by a coordinated pattern of action aiming at the destruction of a group, you know, intentional group destruction. And I think from those, you know, for those who are arguing that it's genocide, not only President Biden, but also many Ukrainians, I think what they're experiencing and what they're observing is an effort to destroy the Ukrainian nation. You know, President Putin doesn't recognize Ukraine. He wants to absorb it, it seems, into Russia. And from that point of view, I think in general, it feels like an effort at the destruction of a group. I would say it's probably a little early to make that call. Mm-hmm. I think it's possible at the end of the day that we would conclude that it is genocide. To me, I don't think we have enough evidence to show that pattern of action, that it's the destruction of a group. I think what we can see clearly at this stage are, you know, mass atrocities, crimes against humanity, war crimes, which are really bad. And, you know, there's no hierarchy in international law about different kinds of crimes.
You know, this is the polar opposite of what Kate had suggested regarding some lighter conversations, things that make us laugh. But, you know, as the war rages on 3.5 months into it, what are the conversations we need to be having about Ukraine and Russia, about geopolitics? Join in with your show ideas now, whether you know, wherever they are on the spectrum of whether it is going to make you laugh, make you think, make you reflect more deeply on your day and how you live your life. 800-642-1234. Daniel is joining us from Ashland City. Daniel, go ahead.
Hi. I was just thinking that we hear so much about climate change and what a huge problem that is, but there's another huge problem looming out there that we hear almost nothing about, and that is the loss of agricultural land. That through the development and more houses being built on former agricultural land, erosion by wind and dust, mm-hmm. and then also the chemical agriculture that farmers have been practicing for the last 50 years is completely depleting soil to the point that it's just being abandoned because it's no longer productive. And I think that's a huge problem. It's not getting enough attention. And I recently read a book called Dirt. I can't remember for the author's name. I think it might have been Richard Manning. But it talks about historically how societies have come and gone because they haven't taken care of their soil.
Mm-hmm.
And they're no longer able to sustain themselves or feed their population. So I think that's a big, you know, worldwide problem. But Wisconsin being an agricultural state, I think there's a lot that – you know, a lot that could be done and a lot of people that could be interested in that kind of topic.
We really appreciate here the state soil scientist. And we did recently have a conversation about topsoil and erosion. But I'm just wondering, Daniel, have you seen the change from agricultural land to development around where you live in your community?
Not so much here in Ashland, but mm-hmm. You know, like Milwaukee, Madison, and those areas, it's definitely a pretty big issue.
Yes. Well, Daniel, you make such great points. We will continue to probe climate change and runoff and the changing landscape of agriculture and really appreciate you calling in. Patricia from Onalaska called in, couldn't stick around. Patricia would like to discuss the predominance of alcohol use in Wisconsin. And so sorry, Patricia. Her son unfortunately died due to alcohol overuse at age 40. So, Patricia, thank you so much for that show suggestion. And, of course, you know, alcohol is such an issue in Wisconsin. We will take that down as a show idea as we hear from you, 800-642-1234, collecting future show ideas from you this hour, rewinding on some of this year's memorable moments. Have you had driveway moments with the morning show when you couldn't stop listening? What programs stand out? What discussions deserve more airtime? Still time to talk on this caller-only hour, 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute, maybe hear from you on the Ideas Network. We're back with more conversation about the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, thanks to our producers, we have hundreds of guests each year who bring their knowledge, their expertise to share with Wisconsin and beyond. And so we want to know, what do you want to hear from? What are your ideas for future segments? This is really important stuff that we want to pursue, things that are on your mind that you confront on a daily basis. Email your show ideas to ideas@WPR.org. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's go to Cindy in De Pere. Cindy, hi. What is your show idea?
Hi. Actually, I am pulled over on the road right now. I'm on my way to Door County to volunteer at the Door County Candle Company. It's a small business, and right after the start of the war in the Ukraine, the young woman who owns the business decided that she wanted to do something to help out. And so they produce candles that are in the colors of the Door County, or in the colors of the Ukrainian flag. Yes, exactly. And 100% of the profits go to Razum for Ukraine. But it's just, it's such an uplifting story, and how she got started and what they are doing and all of the people who are coming together to help out. It would just be...
what an uplift. Yes, how uplifting. And Cindy, what is your role? How do you lend a hand?
Well, they have tons of different things that you can do when you're there, all having to do with the starting process and all the way through to pouring the candles themselves,
okay,
packaging them and shipping them out.
Oh, wow. I appreciate you bringing this to our attention, and also our attention, a small business here in Wisconsin and Door County. Thank you for that. Safe travels up there. Catherine in Wanakee is with us. Catherine, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Hi. I'm thinking probably close to 20 years ago, my husband and I took a chance on the first flat fee multiple listing service business in the Madison Dane County area. And we listed our home for a flat fee, and it worked beautifully. And we saved a lot of money by not paying a realtor to, you know, take pictures and do comps, because we got the same thing for a flat fee. And I had a friend just recently who sold her house in less, 2 days. I think she had a couple of showings. And before she listed it with a traditional realtor, I said, you should list it with a flat fee realtor, because your house is going to sell and they can do all the things that, and you won't have to pay, you know, the commission amount. And, oh, she was confused, and, no, the realtor was going to help with this and that. And so she sold her house in just, you know, a couple of days, but had to pay 3% to the realtor who listed it versus $500. Plus, I think if you want some extra, a little bit extra for extra negotiating or whatever. But
what I hear, Catherine, is to explore the business of flat fee real estate and what it means in the current real estate climate that we're in. I appreciate that show idea. We haven't had a conversation about flat fee real estate, and certainly you see those signs around in the community I live in. Let's go to Sheila now in La Crosse. Sheila, hi.
Hi, good morning. I know you've had a lot of shows on Asperger's, but I was wondering if you could do a feature on young adults and adults. Housing is a big issue. If they don't have support from their family in terms of housing or financial support, I think it's very difficult for young adults and adults to survive. Employment is a challenge. Therapy is a challenge. There's availability for therapy and supports for children, but hardly anything for young adults and adults.
Oh, Sheila, thank you so much. Sheila bringing up Asperger syndrome, but looking more of the focus on where the support systems are once that child becomes an adult and all of the things around that. So appreciate that idea, Sheila, and still time to talk about your show ideas. 800-642-1234. Heard from Mary in Maguanago, wrote to suggest that we do a show about zero waste, the zero waste movement. And Mary is suggesting we feature the guests who wrote the book Life Without Plastic. Have you read that book, Life Without Plastic? And also the founder of Beyond Plastics. So really looking at how the zero waste movement has evolved and what we can do to break our reliance on plastic. Join in 800-642-1234 with your show ideas. Marlene from Green Lake called and would like the morning show to talk about the new suicide and depression hotline. That line being changed. Marlene understands they don't have enough workers and it's not well funded. Would like to know what those hotlines do to be able to serve in the capacity that they do, the suicide and depression hotline. Join in 800-642-1234. So now, in early May, we talked with State Senator Dale Coinga of Brookfield about his decision against seeking re-election. At least 30 state lawmakers are not seeking re-election this year. Part of our conversation with Coinga was briefly a voiced frustration about lawmakers' inaction on gun policy. Keep in mind that these comments happened before the Uvalde, Texas shooting that renewed national debate over gun policy.
I'm a Second Amendment guy. I like to hunt. I'm a member of the U.S. military. I appreciate the Second Amendment and will defend the Second Amendment. But at the same time, because I appreciate the Second Amendment so much, I've introduced bills to say, hey, I don't think fugitives in Wisconsin should be able to buy a weapon. Hey, I think if you are a domestic violence perpetrator, that you should not be able to buy a weapon, just like it's in federal law. I said simply, let's replicate a state law. What's in federal law? And I couldn't even get hearings on those bills. I mean, and that's ridiculous. So, you know, once again, going back to the problem is, we need a system that changes the incentives of lawmakers, because most of the lawmakers are not bad people. And most of the lawmakers across both sides are very good people, but wrong incentives. And the wrong incentives, which is what's your next election? Your next election is a primary. So I'm not going to support anything on restraining the Second Amendment. Like, even if it's for fugitives and for domestic violence perpetrators, yeah, I can't do that. So, yeah, it's frustrating.
How are you feeling about the discussions on the gun debate? Where should we take that conversation next? You can always bring your show ideas at WPR.mornings. Share there. We have a form at WPR.org/mornings as well to fill out. Thank you for your show ideas for the morning show all hour long. We will run them down. We'll take them to heart. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's the morning show with you, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.